Hey, everybody, and welcome to Trashy Divorces, everybody's favorite good podcast about bad relationships. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends, Alicia here. Thanks for joining us for today's tale of marital misadventure. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down as pennies from heaven are falling around here today. Our trashy divorce story is that of Kaylee Cuoco, Penny from the Big Bang Theory. But today for us, it is her relationships that are a bit more interesting. Kaylee really has not had it easy in the love department, but before we begin her story, let's take a moment to pull out our magic mirror to give some huge thanks, praise, and shout-outs.
Thanks so much to our most recent supporters at patreon.com/trashydivorces. Thanks and praise to Jacqueline D., Rachel L., Shannon A.,
and holy cats, a new super supporter too, Caitlin T., you rock.
Thank you, thank you.
So grateful to our entire Patreon community for your support of our trashy indie podcast. Subscribing over at Patreon gets you all kinds of goodies. The spiderwebs at the end of our regular episodes, Monday's dumpster dives, bonus divorces, and monthly Zooms with us as well. Lots of fun over there. Big thanks to all of our new supporters, all of our existing supporters, and big thanks to you for coming today for today's story.
You are all just the very best.
Let's go ahead and get this one underway, Stacy.
What do we need to do, Alicia?
We should go, go, go.
All right, Alicia. I was a fan of The Big Bang Theory.
Kaylee Cuoco has been in so many other things besides The Big Bang Theory, but it is one of my favorite roles of hers.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and talk about Kaylee Christine Cuoco. Born on November 30th, 1985 in Camarillo, California, Kaylee does have a younger sister, Brianna, who's also an actress. Kaylee begins acting and modeling really young. She's six.
Wow.
Yeah. As a child, she appears in commercials for Oscar Mayer and Barbie. Her first movie role was in 1992. And after that, Kaylee steadily appears on television shows and movies. Lots of small roles in the beginning, like you do, but very popular shows, including Northern Exposure, My So-Called Life, Ellen, and Seventh Heaven.
Okay.
So there's Kaylee. She's working small roles for about 10 years, right? 1992 movies. It's in 2002, 10 years later. So nothing like overnight success, right? Kaylee's breakout role comes in Eight Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter, along with John Ritter, previous Trashy Divorces alum Katie Sagal, David Spade, and James Garner. The cast definitely goes through a traumatic and sudden loss during season two of the show when John Ritter passes away.
Right.
Like everyone who apparently ever met John Ritter, Kaylee loved John and had only the kindest things to say about him.
Yeah, it was a big loss.
Big loss. Kaylee was devastated by his death. She'll tell the ABC docuseries Superstar about John Ritter. He was like no one I've ever met. The most generous man, the most fun. He treated me like his own daughter. He treated all us kids like that. It was pretty incredible. I really love him so much to this day. On Eight Simple Rules after John Ritter's death, the show does continue with the storyline incorporating the father's death into the series. The show was on for three seasons. Not terribly long for the run of a show, but it does very much establish Kaylee Cuoco as a promising and talented young actress. It is to be said, though, John Ritter's leadership, kindness, and advice very much leaves a lasting impression on Kaylee. In 2021, she posted a video tribute on Instagram to the late actor and wrote, "I remember conversations when I was 15 years old where John said, 'You have to remember when you're on a set, it's like a tree. Number one's here. Any way you act is all trickling down that tree. You can be a boss, you can be a great actor, you can get work done, but you can just be nice.'" She has said she remembered thinking at the time, in the future, if I was that number one, I knew how I was going to run my set.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. That's great advice.
Eight Simple Rules ends in 2005, and Kaley Cuoco goes right to a main role on Charmed during its final season. In 2007, she was on a few episodes of Prison Break before landing the role of Penny on The Big Bang Theory. Now, with The Big Bang Theory, I don't know if y'all are watchers out there, but the show really doesn't start out strong in the ratings department. It started out with a lot of charm, a lot of just beauty. It's a fantastic little show. First few seasons, not really a ratings win, but a fan favorite. But by its fourth season, The Big Bang Theory was television's highest rated comedy. The Big Bang Theory does air for a total of 12 seasons until 2019, until...
Okay, I honestly had no idea it, because I came into it late because I was streaming it, not watching it live. So I watched several years of it kind of all at once. I had no idea it ran through 2019.
12 seasons through 2019. Isn't that incredible? During its run, listen to this, Big Bang Theory was nominated and won multiple awards, Kaley Cuoco herself being nominated for 30 different awards.
I would call that a breakout role.
Winning 5 of those 30 nominations, which is pretty impressive. Now, let's talk about some finances, because this is impressive too. The Big Bang Theory was making Kaley a very wealthy woman. By 2010, the cast was earning $200,000 per episode for season 4. I'll just benchmark that. By season 7, the main characters in the cast are making $350,000 per episode.
And these are 24-episode seasons, correct? Give or take?
Give or take, yeah. That's nothing. Hold on.
That's a lot.
correct. But nothing compared to what the cast negotiated for seasons 8 through 10. So from 2014 to 2016, Kaley and her co-stars earned $1 million per episode. So with over 72 episodes at that point and back-end deals, each of those main characters made $90 million. In 2017 and 2018, for the final two seasons, here's what's going to surprise you, potentially. Kaley Cuoco and all of her co-stars agree to take a pay cut down to $900,000 per episode, so that Mayim Bialik and Melissa Roach, who played secondary characters, could get pay increases as well.
Kind of nice. That's very cool,
According to Forbes, Kaley Cuoco earns a pretty big check during the lifespan of The Big Bang Theory. You want to guess how many millions?
25.
Oh my God, 160.
Okay, a little more.
$160 million.
A little more than I was guessing.
Okay. That is some big bang dollars. Kaley also, during this time, is doing several endorsements as well.
You're saying her bank account experienced a big bang as well.
Absolutely. She's the face of Priceline and does ad campaigns for Toyota, for Smirnoff, and Marshalls as well. So Kaylee's fine, set financially, pretty good. That's all fine for y'all to know in the background, but we're here for the trash. So let's talk about Kaylee's early romances, because, whoa, I tried to look at her natal chart to figure out exactly what was going on, but love, a little bit challenging for Kaley, but she certainly dips her toe in the dating market. So let's go to 2002. Let's start here. Kaley dates the Young and the Restless actor Thad Luckinbill. He plays J.T. Hellstrom. Isn't that just such a soap opera name? J.T. Hellstrom. Mm-hmm. 2003 brings a new boyfriend. This one she meets on the film The Hollow. They were together for about a year. 2005, 2006, Kaylee's going to date country pop star Jaron Lowenstein. 2007, Kaley moves on to dating actor Josh Henderson. I really appreciate the date as many people as you want so you can figure out what you like. Good plan. In 2011, Kaylee's first engagement, she becomes engaged to Josh Resnick. But the couple calls their engagement off pretty quickly. No worries for Kaley. She's going to move on with singer Christopher French in 2011, that same year. Her next boyfriend was a musician as well, musician from Pepper, Brett Bollinger. This is 2012. And then we intersect with Kryptonite. Kaylee briefly dates Superman, or at least Henry Cavill in 2013.
Okay.
He's Henry VIII, too. I don't think of him as Superman.
He's the Witcher.
Oh, well, there you go. Henry Cavill, big actor. But back in 2013, Kaylee found his fame to be a little overwhelming, and it will cause some stress on the relationship. Kaylee Cuoco tells Cosmopolitan in 2014, "I had no one following me until I met Superman. I have been in this business for 20 years, and my whole life I could go anywhere, do anything. There had not been one paparazzi photo of me until like several months ago. The recognition was crazy." Again, Kaylee and Henry Cavill don't last that long, but here is what I think is so interesting. Probably of most interest to Big Bang Theory fans out there was Kaylee's 2-year romance with her co-star, Johnny Galecki, who played Leonard on the show.
Who was her on-screen boyfriend at one point.
But it was the relationship between the two of them that was one of the
plot points. Yeah,
sure. Kaylee admits that although the actors were in relationships with other people when they first started on the show, Kaylee, quote, "had a very big crush on Johnny early on. I was so not even hiding it," unquote. She'll go on to tell Vanity Fair, "he has such swagger. We were both dating people at the time, but I only had eyes for Johnny. Then when I found out he had eyes for me too, I was like, uh-oh, this is gonna be trouble."
Was it trouble?
Well, it's unusual. In 2008, the two, Kaylee and Johnny, become a couple, but keep it entirely secret from the public and from their co-stars.
That's a level of secrecy. It's one thing to not tell the public, but wow, that's a lot of hiding, a lot of running around and going behind people's backs. That's got to be weird.
Very unusual. Johnny Galecki feels it's very important to keep their real-life relationship private, with Kaylee saying he was very protective of what the fans would think because we wanted them to want Leonard and Penny together so badly that if they saw us in real life, it could ruin the fantasy. That makes sense. But it does sound like keeping their love life this big hush-hush, super, super secret thing doesn't really sit well with Kaylee and will ultimately contribute to the ending of their relationship.
Yeah, that would get really old. Not being able to tell the people that you're with every day for like that would get old.
And Kaylee feels the same way. She'll tell CBS Watch magazine in 2010 after they had broken up, "it was such a huge part of my life and no one knew about it. It was a wonderful relationship, but we never spoke a word about it and never went anywhere together. Everyone was always asking, and we denied. And I'm like," and I think this is really where it gets key, "why am I denying this person that I love? That's not the kind of relationship I want. I don't want to be in hiding. We couldn't do anything. It wasn't as fun as we wanted it to be."
So that was in 2010 she said that?
2010, yeah, so after they'd broken up.
Continued working together for another 9 years?
They did. The two-part on really good terms. That's not hurt their working relationship.
Outstanding, yeah.
And Johnny Galecki says, "we are dear friends still. Kaylee's not just an ex. She's part of my life." So I like it when you can end amicably.
For sure.
With your exes. Would have been fun if that one worked out. That one did not work out. But we need to work ourselves into a quick break to hear from our sponsors this week. When we come back, we're going to get into Kaylee's first marriage, and it goes badly.
We will see you on the flip. Hey, Trash Pandas. Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find. Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots in relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least 2 adjacent dots of the same color to make a move. And remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing 2 Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Okay, in order to have a trashy divorce,
we need a marriage, yeah.
Let's begin with Kaylee's first marriage to Ryan Sweeting. Kaylee and her first husband, former tennis pro Ryan Sweeting, meet on a blind date, and they really like each other, like a lot. They like each other so much that they move in together pretty quickly. You want to give a guess on the time frame?
Second date?
The next day.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So nothing.
Not even second date.
Nope. First date. They move in together the day after their first date.
You know, when you think you know, you think you know.
In 2014, Cuoco acknowledged to David Letterman that people were likely skeptical of how the situation looked to people who did not know the couple. Kaylee says, dinner was great, and then he moved in the next day. I know, it sounds so slutty, but it wasn't. It did all move quite fast on paper, but we really did know. Sometimes that happens. Sure. Sometimes you really do know. And I can appreciate that feeling of being seized by love.
Sure. It's just the U-Haul jokes are not usually about Hollywood starlets.
Kaylee will go on to talk about this romance on the Ellen DeGeneres show as well, saying, I had kind of an interesting situation over the summer, and I was in kind of a weird place, and a very close mutual friend of ours said, oh my God, have you met this guy, Ryan? I was just not in a good place to meet anyone. I said, I'm not ready. I'm taking time away from love for a while. I was very sad. And they said, you know, he's coming to town. You've got one day to meet him, have a drink, and meet him. And the couple meet for drinks, and alas, the next day he moves in with her. She'll say, by day two, I was like, oh my God, it was so unbelievable. I said, this is it. This is it. And it wasn't just Kaylee who was pretty sure that she had met her person. Ryan wasn't shy about saying Kaylee was his soulmate as well. Ryan Sweeting says, I had never really felt that feeling before, really. The second I got here, I didn't want to go home. We spent every minute together. And I still haven't left from our blind date. So, young love, fruiting, they meet, they have the date, they move in together the next day. Kaylee and Ryan get engaged after 3 months of dating.
Thought you were going to say days, and I'm so glad that
well,
you did
months,
not.
3 months. Mm-hmm.
Still fast.
90-day warranty period.
Right, right. So she did not return him yet.
There is absolutely no long engagement for this couple. So they get engaged September 2013. They exchange vows 2 months later on New Year's Eve 2013.
It's like each step of this relationship is designed to be the extended night, test out the new bed thing. And if you don't like it, you can return it.
You got 100 days.
Woo. Okay.
All right. So New Year's Eve 2013, Kaylee and Ryan exchange vows. They do this at a mountain resort north of Los Angeles. And Kaylee decides for a non-traditional wedding dress. I love this. It really is a pretty dress. She wears a Vera Wang petal pink strapless tulle ball gown. And Kaylee will call it her fairy tale ending, and then correct herself and say, or beginning, I should say. She'll tell Cosmopolitan in 2014, at my wedding, I felt like a rock star and a badass. What was amazing in that room, it was so full of love. It was like nothing I'd ever been to before, and it was exactly what we wanted it to be. It was the eighth wonder of the world, the greatest wedding of all time.
Well, I hate that it does not work out.
Yeah, we're here for trashy divorces. It does not work out, and it goes pretty badly, but we're still in the happy times. To honor the day of her nuptials, Kaylee tattooed the couple's wedding date on her back.
Hating even more that it didn't work out.
Just a few weeks later, the newlyweds are together at a pre-Grammys party, and Ryan tells an interviewer, "We couldn't be happier. It's the best moments of our lives." Adding that marrying Kaylee has made his whole outlook on life a lot more positive. It's so nice. Everybody's got all the warm feelings in their heart. We're really rooting for him. But unfortunately, Kaylee and Ryan do not remain happy for very long. As it turns out, not only were the moving in stage and the courtship stage and the engagement stage pretty brief, the marriage would end up being pretty brief as well.
Did they surpass the sleep test warranty, though?
Oh, they did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they got to keep the bed now.
Congrats on that.
In September 2015, less than 2 years after marrying, Kaylee files for divorce, citing...
irreconcilable differences.
You got it. So, married New Year's Eve 2013, Splitsville, September 2015... Just because I know you're wondering what happens to that tattoo, Kaylee will cover the tattoo of the wedding date with a large moth.
Okay.
Which seems probably right. Now, Ryan Sweeting doesn't make any public comments about the breakup, but Kaylee was willing to discuss it. While on the Ellen DeGeneres show in February 2015, Kaylee tells Ellen, "You know, it's been rough, but things are going good. I'm much, much better now. I'm in a much better place than I was." So, divorce filed for in September 2015. Let's time warp ahead to June 2016, when the divorce between Kaylee Cuoco and Ryan Sweeting is finalized. She would continue, though, to discuss the demise of her marriage in interviews long after it was over. Goody for us. In 2017, Kaylee tells the New York Post that Sweeting had changed and alluded to media speculation about his alleged addiction to painkillers. "A little bit after we got married," she says, "I started feeling like something was off. You just have to want to help yourself. You can love someone so much, but if you don't love yourself, it doesn't matter because you can't accept love." Very true. This is the particular quote that I find so insightful about this, because some of you may have had relationships that happened this way. The following year, in 2018, Kaylee will shed a little bit more light on what happened with Ryan, speaking to Cosmopolitan. Quote, "I married someone for the first time who completely changed. The person I ended up with was not the person I originally met. And that wasn't my fault, that was his."
Wow, that's quite clear. This also happens with the bed, though. Usually the 101st night, you're like, wait, this really hurts my back.
In 2022, Jessica Radloff published The Big Bang Theory, the definitive inside story of the epic hit series. Jessica Radloff interviews actors from the show to get their stories and memories. And Kaylee will share how her co-stars really helped her through her divorce from Ryan. Kaylee will tell Jessica Radloff that on the day her divorce was made public in September 2015, Entertainment Tonight is visiting the set that day. Not because of Kaylee, just a scheduled press junket for Entertainment Tonight to visit and watch her film a scene. She'll say, quote, "I was in a scene in the comic book store wearing a purple sweater and sitting on the couch between Jim and Johnny," that would be Jim Parsons and Johnny Galecki, "while Simon and Kunal were singing this ridiculous song in their little band." These would be the characters Wallowitz and Kuthrapali. Kaylee goes on, "And I'm hysterically laughing, genuinely, and they used it. And that was the scene we were shooting when Entertainment Tonight was watching us, and I remember sitting there thinking, my divorce is about to be announced right now. Simon and Kunal had me laughing so hard that tears were coming down my face as they were performing this song, and I just got to sit there and watch them as Penny, but it was also me. And it just took me totally out of what was going on in my personal life. And everyone in the cast knew what was going on with me, and they were very protective. I just remember the drama going on behind the scenes, but shooting that scene was a really wonderful escape. It does seem like that cast really, you could tell they had a good time. They really enjoyed each other
yeah,
on that show.
That's always how it felt. Now I realize what I need to binge now that I've finished the last thing I was binging. There's so many more seasons that I never saw.
Oh, Big Bang Theory. So delightful. So that's Ryan, and Ryan's kind of done. But don't worry about Kaylee, because shortly after filing for divorce, turning that umbrella upside down, Kaylee will date Arrow star Paul Blackthorne. Paul Blackthorne sounds like a soap opera name as well.
It should really be
a name for a family in a soap opera.
Yeah.
Blackthorne. The relationship news broke between Paul Blackthorne and Kaylee when the two attend a Golden Globes after party at one of my favorite, Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. A friend will tell Us Weekly, she's been friends with Paul for years, but it's recently turned romantic. He's so handsome. She seems smitten. I think she's a little cautious, but she seems really happy. They were longtime friends, so there was already something there, and they are seeing where it goes. He's a nice guy. Nice guy, maybe. Paul Blackthorne. But by the time the divorce was actually finalized between Kaylee and Ryan, Kaylee was already dating professional equestrian Carl Cook. Carl Cook, my goodness, is the son of billionaire businessman Scott Cook, who founded Intuit and launched the software Quicken in 1983.
I see. So perhaps a smidge of family money in there.
Well, she's got $160 million.
Sure, I'm just saying he is no slouch.
No. Well, Scott Cook, Carl Cook's father, is no slouch.
Sure, okay.
That company, Quicken, goes on to develop TurboTax.
Right, no, used it.
Scott Cook was also an early investor in Snapchat sits on the boards of eBay and Procter & Gamble.
Golly.
So Carl is the focus here because, big reveal. Carl Cook is her second marriage.
Yeah.
Kaylee and Carl meet at a horse show, and they share a love of animals in general, especially horses. Kaylee really likes Carl's patience and the gentle way that Carl interacts with the horses. She'll even call him the horse whisperer. And Kaylee will say, I think anyone who works with animals has to have a kind soul, which I agree with.
I mean, you hope so.
You hope so.
I'm wondering, though, aside from Princess Anne, have we covered anyone whose marriage has worked when they met at a horse show?
I don't know. We'll have to go back and check our trashy records. The thing, though, with Carl, imagine you're the son of Scott Cook. You're a professional equestrian, which takes a certain amount of just money in the bank account to be able to do.
Yeah, no, that's not like I'm a really good t-ball player, so I can, right.
Exactly. Carl is not impressed by Kaylee's fame, and she likes that. He'll tell her that he'd only seen Big Bang Theory once. it was fine, I guess. But Carl really likes and is way more charmed by her love of horses than her being a big-time celebrity. But it's not just horses that bring the couple together. They find out they have a lot in common in addition to the equestrian set. Kaylee will tell Women's Health, we bonded a lot over having the same kind of outlooks on life and insecurities and dating. But she'll also reveal that she's independent because of how past relationships turned out, and she'd very much like to remain that way. Kaylee says, I don't need Carl for anything. If Carl left me tomorrow, I'd be fine. And he knows that, and he would be fine too.
Yeah, I was going to say, as long as that's true of both, you guys are really potentially well-matched, well-suited to each other. We are here because we want to be here for no other reason.
For no other reason.
That's kind of ideal.
Kind of ideal. It is in September 2016. The couple will make their first red carpet public appearance. This happens at the Longines Masters Los Angeles Gala. And it is a little over a year after that, November 2017, that Carl proposes to Kaylee on her 32nd birthday.
Let me be your pony boy.
Quote, well, after nearly 2 years, I finally got up the courage to ask her to marry me, Carl says. This is the best night of my life, and I think the video shows it's the best night for Kaylee as well. This was the caption on the proposal video on Instagram to make the announcement. Kaylee, not one to hide her feelings. Kind of dig it. She is a Sagittarius girl. Sorry, forgot to mention that. So she's not really hiding her feelings. Kaylee tells Cosmopolitan that she didn't think she would ever get married again, saying, my ex ruined that word for me.
Wow.
Yeah. The ex being Ryan in situation. But apparently Kaylee changed her mind. And in June 2018, Kaylee marries Carl Cook at a ranch in San Diego. Kaylee will tell Cosmopolitan, I knew how much I had to give and how much I wanted to receive. I knew I just had to be patient. I had to go through a lot of things, but it brought me to Carl. So nice, right? Let's go back into the cocoon of love here.
Sure.
The two marry June 2018 in a beautiful ceremony at their home under a white tent covered in fairy lights. The reception is held in their beautifully decorated horse stables.
On brand.
Would expect nothing less. Mm-hmm. However, instead of their dream honeymoon right after the wedding, Kaylee needed to have shoulder surgery 4 days after that wedding.
Yikes.
I know, right? Kind of ruins the fun honeymoon. Here's another weird flex. She's a really unusual personality, I think. And not unusual in any kind of shade way. I really appreciate this. The couple doesn't live together at the beginning of their marriage. They choose to live separately while they're building their dream home. Kaylee will tell, at the time, E! Entertainment News. We have a very unconventional marriage, you know. We have different locations that we are at a lot. We're not together every single day. And I think personally it's important. It works well for us. During her recovery from that post-op shoulder surgery, Kaylee posts Instagram photos of her new husband helping her and being supportive. She has to keep her arm completely immobile after the surgery, so Kaylee will even brag that Carl's styling her hair for her because she can't brush her hair. So it is 5 months after the couple marries that they're finally able to go to Switzerland for their long overdue honeymoon, which is so nice. Everything seemed picture perfect on social media. And from what she said in the interviews, Kaylee in 2019 was a guest on the Brad Behavior podcast saying, I have the best relationship with Carl. We are so happy. But we have separate lives and then our lives come together and he's so supportive of me. He lets me be me and I let him be him. Okay, so when do they marry? June 2018. June 2018. Move our time lapse forward to April 2020. Almost 2 years after the couple marries, they will finally move in together when the home they're building is completed.
Thought you were going to tell me that. And they break up. Okay. So April 2020.
April 2020.
They're finally like.
In the home.
Little late, but we can lock down together.
Kaylee tells Access, we are so excited. We have not spent an evening in it yet. Actually, Carl's been at home and I've been like, why don't you stay at the house? But he's waiting for me to get there and have all the animals there. She will joke that now she and her husband were finally going steady, quote unquote, saying, he gave me his Letterman jacket. We're moving in together.
Oh my God.
So, to your point, when quarantine happened, the couple were forced to both actually live at their new house full time.
For the first time.
For the first time together. And it seemed to be going well.
Why do I feel like this destroys their dynamic?
Well, just April 2020, they finally move in together for the first time. Kaylee will appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live and reveal, this quarantine has forced us to actually move in together. It's been great for our relationship, and we like each other, we realized, which is even better. And the couple, I know you're making a face, you know it's coming, countdown on.
I'm wondering if She built a shark tank like Tracy Morgan did.
The couple plans to start a family at some point. And when Kaylee is asked about having kids, she responds, they weren't quite ready yet, but we love kids. We love animals. So we're meant to have children. All right. You want to make this sound? But then. Da, da, da. September 2021.
Okay.
Year and a half months. Yeah. After moving in together. Kaylee and Carl, the couple together, release a statement announcing their split.
Bum, bum.
Despite a deep love and respect for one another, it reads, we have realized our current paths have taken us in opposite directions. We have both shared so much of our journey publicly, so while we would prefer to keep this aspect of our personal life private, we wanted to be forthcoming in our truth together. There is no anger or animosity, quite the contrary. We have made this decision together through an immense amount of respect and consideration for one another and request that you do the same in understanding that we will not be sharing any additional details or commenting further.
Okay, but this is the Trashy Divorces podcast, so please tell me they commented further.
A little bit.
Okay.
In June of 2022... their divorce was finalized. This is last year, a year ago.
Yeah, last summer, yeah.
According to us recording today, Tuesday, May 23rd. June 2022, divorce was finalized, and thankfully it does all appear to be amicable and fairly straightforward due to, thank goodness, for a prenuptial agreement. Mm-hmm. According to that dissolution document, both agreed to, quote, forever and irrevocably waive the right to seek or receive spousal support from the other, unquote. Kaylee keeps, quote, miscellaneous jewelry and other personal effects, as well as her earnings and accumulations before marriage, during marriage, and from after the date of separation. There are additional separate property assets and obligations of each party as mandated by the party's prenuptial agreement. Now, breakups are hard. Breakups are hard, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a divorce. Endings are tough. Endings can be tough sometimes.
Yeah.
In August of 2022, just last summer, Kaylee tells Today that she threw herself an intervention following her split from Carl. She'll call it a super dark time. And again, something I can really appreciate. Kaylee will ask a friend to move in with her to help her cope, saying, I really needed someone with me. I was really losing my mind. It was the loneliest I've ever felt, and I'm not really someone to share that. I've been very open about it because I think for the first time, I wanted people to know that things just aren't always what they seem, and things aren't always so perfect.
Yeah, I feel like she may be hinting at some far darker things going on.
No, that's brave.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, friend,
it
can
is,
you just
yeah.
move in with me for a little while just to keep me company? I
yeah.
don't want to be lonely. I know that
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite, you know,
yeah.
put together right now because of
yep.
endings. Like,
yep, yep.
you know, this happens when Kaylee's filming season 2 of Flight Attendant mm-hmm. for HBO Max. She really realizes she needs to do something, saying, I had an intervention on myself in my trailer. All my producers were in there, and I said, I need help.
That show had some super dark themes, too. I bet it wasn't helpful to be on that project while going through that in life.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee will go on to say it was interesting to say that out loud and to have people so willing to help her. And while she considers herself a working and independent woman at that point in her life, she says, I literally couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I was throwing myself into work to deny my depression and how upset I was. Unfortunately, the character was so depressed.
There you go, yeah.
That it wasn't helping me.
Right, yeah. Hey, called it.
I was really, really, really three reallys there struggling. A lot of tears. That same month in August 22, she'll go on to say, I came out of it a couple of months ago and life totally flipped upside down. Everyone kept saying there's going to be a light at the mm-hmm. end of this tunnel, and I didn't believe it until it happened. And now I can tell other people that have the worst years of their life, it's gonna get better.
Good for her.
Pennies from heaven, right? Like, you gotta have the rain to get the sunshine, and I appreciate that. Naturally, at this point, Kaylee's gonna swear off marriage. We're gonna go take another quick break. Back in a minute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Chris Gethard, and I'm very excited to tell you about Beautiful Anonymous, a podcast where I talk to random people on the phone. I tweet out a phone number. Thousands of people try to call. I talk to one of them. They stay anonymous. I can't hang up. That's all the rules. I never know what's going to happen. We get serious ones. I've talked with meth dealers on their way to prison. I've talked to people who survived mass shootings. Crazy funny ones. I talked to a guy with a goose laugh, somebody who dresses up as a pirate on the weekends. I never know what's going to happen. It's a great show. Subscribe today. Beautiful Anonymous.
All right, so we have a free and independent woman of the 21st century.
That we do. So remember, all of that intervention coming through it, she's talking about it in August 2022. So let's back up the time machine a little bit and go back to April 2022, because Kaylee Cuoco makes it very clear, crystal, that she would not be getting married again. She'll tell Glamour magazine that, of course, she's still open to finding the love of her life, but she has no goose eggs plans of ever walking down the aisle again, telling Glamour, I will never get married again. Absolutely not. You can literally put that on the cover. I would love to have a long-lasting relationship or a partnership. I believe in love because I've had incredible relationships. I know that they're out there. I like being someone's partner and having that companionship. Kaylee goes on to admit, right, this is April 2022, that she needs to do some work on herself before getting into another relationship, telling Glamour that she really needs to figure herself out and what happened in previous relationships. She kind of needs to work on that in order for a future relationship to last. Quote, I want to have a relationship that I give my time to, and that the person feels like they're really a part of my life. I get so distracted with work, and I want to have that in the future. I know now what I wasn't doing in previous relationships. I want to change that. I really know where I fucked up, and I don't want to do that again. Unquote.
This seems really down to earth.
Super down to earth.
Pretty much anyone could say kind of exactly that coming out of the end of a relationship.
Absolutely. Kaylee's open, completely open about how the stress of sadness that came when her marriages ended would reveal themselves. This happens too in unproductive ways, right? Oh God, there's that. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. These unproductive way pop-ups, right, would appear. So she starts therapy and begins to take the time to examine her feelings and her role in how all of those things play out, with Kaylee saying, I'd have these emotional scenes and then I'd go home and cry over my personal life. I developed a rash that went from my lower stomach down my leg. It lasted for 7 months. I discovered through therapy and through doctors that it was completely emotional. That's how the stress was showing up physically.
Wow.
The body remembers.
A psychosomatic rash. Wow.
Yes.
That's an odd one.
That's something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emotional stress can show up in many, many different ways. Now, just pennies from heaven. It looks like Kaylee Cuoco has found love again, though. Maybe not a marriage, but love. Kaylee meets Ozark star Tom Pelfrey in April 2022, that same month of I need an intervention.
Working on me, yeah.
Kaylee, though, such a romantic, will go on to say it was quote-unquote love at first sight.
Don't do it. Okay.
She'll say, I heard his voice and I turned around and it was like my life was over or just starting. It hit me. It was love at first sight. We were immediately connected. I do feel like I've known him my whole life, but I wasn't ready for him. It was like the angels started singing and I was like, hallelujah. It was very magical. It was perfect. There's no slowing down. May 2022, the couple goes Instagram official and starts appearing in public together. A little bit interesting here, July 12th, 2022, the couple shares a very unique experience when they are both nominated for Emmy Awards. I know, kind of fun. In October 2022, there's still no marriage.
Yeah.
Perfectly cool. Because we have other congratulations to give. Kaylee announces she's expecting a baby girl.
Well, hey.
And shares her pregnancy photos.
That is a congratulations.
And on March 30th, just this year, 2023, just a scant
Some
2 months
weeks
ago.
Weeks ago, yeah.
The happy couple does welcome a healthy baby girl. And Kaylee and Tom have not been shy about sharing photos on social media. The announcement of their daughter included adorable pictures and the caption, "The new light of our lives. We are overjoyed and grateful for this little miracle. Thank you to the doctors, nurses, family, and friends who have helped us immensely over the last few days. We are blessed beyond belief." She will add, at Tommy Pelfrey, "Didn't think I could fall even more in love with you, but I did." Tom gushes as well. He will tell Access Hollywood about Kaylee being a new mom. This happens April 18th, 2023, just last month. Tom will say, "She's so good at it. You know, it's like all the qualities that I love about Kaylee times 100. She's so funny and she's so nurturing and easy and playful and loving. I mean, so loving. You know, it's beautiful." And those, my friends, are the trashy divorces of Kaylee Cuoco. Two under her belt. I don't think with the
He's totally cute.
He's totally cute.
He's totally cute.
Yeah.
Didn't watch Ozark.
So I think that probably she might not be getting married again. That may be the end of her trashy divorces saga. But
right.
Goodness, Kaylee Cuoco, we're sending you all the best. Congrats on your new man and your baby girl.
Yeah. Hopefully Tom is in it for winning it.
I don't know how many trash cans, but they're all upside down. Catching pennies from heaven.
Sure.
Seems right. It's a nice little story.
It is a nice little story. Not maybe for her in those moments, but yeah, I like her. I've liked her since Big Bang. I watched Flight Attendant because, you know, I like her. And yeah, sorry, she went through the hard parts and I'm happy place.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So Patreon friends, stay tuned. We are going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite scenes from The Big Bang Theory, as well as celebrate Gemini season, which just began this week, May 21st. Stacey, you are one of the aforementioned twins, Gemini girl.
Or two of them, who can say, really?
Patreon folks, stick around for that. Everybody, holy cats, thanks y'all for listening today, sharing your time with us. We can't tell you how much we adore your trashy hearts.
Until we meet again, friends, which will happen this weekend.
It will. You're coming back with hot, new, fresh divorce action.
Keep your hands clean.
Keep your hearts trashy, angels.
Scrub-a-dubba, but not on the inside.
Big love, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacey and Alicia. With a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram. And definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.